Simon & Schuster Audio presents Lucky 666, The Impossible Mission by Bob Drury and Tom Clavin. Read by Jeremy Bob.
Prologue. They were close now, the Zeros, running him down from behind. 30 minutes ago, his belly gunner had counted over 20 on the Buka airstrip, close to a dozen kicking up dust as they taxied for takeoff. They would be on him soon. They should have been on him by now. Give me 45 more seconds. It was Kendrick over the interphone, the waist gunner and photo Joe, asking, begging for just a little more time to get his pictures. The photographs they had said back at the base that could change the course of the war. Almost 4 hours in the air, and this is what it had come to. 45 seconds. Below him, the low sun caused the stunted eucalyptus trees to cast dappled shadows on the flowering frangipani of Japanese-held Bougainville Island. Far to the east, the active volcano, Mount Bagana, spewed slender flutes of black smoke into the cloudless sky, like veins in blue granite. But it was neither the island's flora nor its topography that interested Captain J. Zeemer and the anxious crew of his B-17 Flying Fortress this morning. It was the hidden reefs of Empress Augusta Bay. The reefs that lay submerged just beneath the breaking waves where the marine landings would take place. The reefs waiting like bear traps to snag their LSTs. The reefs, the airfield.